Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about why your environment is everything. Today I took a call from a woman out in New Hampshire. She was looking for someone to help her with smoking cessation. She doesn't have any technology, so therefore I referred her to someone closer to her. However, the question I would have after she told me her sad story of woe is how successful could she possibly be giving up a habit that most people who have this habit of smoking consider like their best friend. She said that she had her own apartment, and it was only when she moved in with this gentleman that her life got turned upside down. Here's a woman who loves making candles. He won't allow her to do it on his property. She's far away from her friends and relatives and doesn't see them too often, so she feels alone and lonely much of the time. He doesn't seem to be a very sweet person to her, from what she was telling me, and he eats garbage food. If it comes in a package, that's his favorite kind. We know that packaged foods are full of artificial this, artificial that's, and those things are doing devastating things to our population right now. So the first environment that I'd like you to think about is, who is it that you're living with? Are they supportive and loving toward you in terms of who you are as a person and what you want to do in this world? Or do they sit there and knock you down when you're with your friends and family or with their friends and family? Do they say sarcastic jokes and you're the butt of it? Or do they build you up and tell these folks how great you are and how they admire you or how they're inspired by what you're doing with your life, the things that truly matter to you? Environment number two. As we had this conversation, she wanted to know why I was in California. She had lived here for a while, and between the fires and the earthquake, she couldn't understand how anyone would want to stay here. That's why she ended up going back east. Well, I told her I wanted the sunshine, and we have blizzards and hurricanes and other things. We even had a tornado that wiped out one of the cities on the ocean out there in Massachusetts a couple of years ago in Revere, Mass. We never had tornadoes. All of a sudden, we're getting tornado watches all the time. My last summer, I was out there before I moved out here. She sort of chuckled because she said, yeah, we had one tornado, big deal. Well, I say, one tornado is one too many for me after having lived my life out there for the first 52 years or so of it anyway. So are you happy in the climate that you're living in? Do you need a four seasons to see the spring and the fall leaves? And you like to see the snow come down and have white Christmases? That was her other complaint. There's no white Christmas out here. That's true. Because this does truly matter, especially for those people who have seasonal affective disorder, who feel really depressed in the wintertime when it's cold and damp and dark. They tend to lose energy and don't like going out much, and it's not a healthy way for them to be. So sunshine could perk them up. Similarly, for the people who have aches and pains from arthritis and other age-related muscle and bone issues that might be going on with them, usually dry heat is the best for them to feel the best, because the moisture makes them feel horrible. So is your geographic climate working for you? Next is your work environment. And I've done podcasts before where I spoke about one of my clients who had a pretty dictatorial boss. She's a professional. She works with a bunch of professional chemists. And he'd be like looking at the watch and pointing to it if they chose to leave a little early, letting them know that it wasn't time yet. And this was even in the middle of blizzards when anyone with common sense would allow their people to leave early to get home safely, especially when most of the employees in that particular place lived quite a distance away. So are you working with bosses that respect you and give you opportunities to grow and learn and are really glad that you're there working with them? Or do you have bosses that threaten you, treat you like you're 3 years old, and don't really want your input? And that's one of the things that always made me kind of crazy when I was out there in the so-called corporate world. You go for these interviews and they say they want visionaries and you get in there with some new ideas and they'd shoot it down for all the reasons why it couldn't happen. Devastating. In any case, are you in a work situation that's working for you? Are you working for a company whose values and ethics you believe in? Are you working in a company whose work, the reason for them being, their mission matters to you? Are you working in a business doing work that makes you feel good about why you're there contributing? Because these things do really matter. I have a client right now who is in the process of switching her geography as well as her work environment because she's really not interested any longer in what she's been doing. In fact, I don't think she ever truly was interested in what she was doing. And the position wasn't really right for her because she's not really a person who wants to manage other people. She wants to just be able to work on projects with other people, but not need to manage people. Big difference. And doing something that she truly cares about in a company that is more reasonable in terms of the amount of hours that are required to work every week. Because she's one of these people who will work 50, 60, 70 hours a week until it's done. And that's not working too well for her health at all, as it wouldn't work for anyone's health. Because this is the thing. We need to have balance in our lives. We need to have time to do the things that we love to do. We need to have time to interact with our friends and our family. We need to have time to take care of our physical, emotional, and spiritual selves, doing those things that bring that to health and wellness to us. And if we're in a job working so many hours and commuting on top of it, it makes it rather impossible to fit in the things that help us to be healthy, whole, and complete, feeling good about ourselves. Because until you feel really good about yourself, it's going to be really hard to give your best at your job anyway. And it's not like you're going to have balance, but it's just like you realize that you have time to do the things that matter to you. Like one of the things that I really enjoy doing is making these podcasts. At first it was really scary because I had no idea how to do the technology, but now it's pretty easy to do it. Well, mainly my web guy makes it easy because he does all the hard technical stuff. I just have to record it and edit myself. I can handle that pretty easy. But my point is that they're kind of fun to do because I'm able to share ideas that come up from the research that I do for myself or for my clients or conversations like this one I had with this potential client, this prospect who called looking for smoking cessation. This is so important to you. I can't tell you how important the environment is that you live in, the people with whom you live. Because if you're in a situation where you're really not that happy, it's going to show up in so many areas of your life. End up getting depressed feelings, which could grow into a depression, like a mental health depression, because you're unhappy. And what needs to be understood is that you can make choices that work better for you. Yes, it takes guts to go out on your own if you're living with someone who is toxic to you and is your main partner. And if you have kids involved, of course, you have to take them into consideration, but I'll tell you this too. Kids know when their parents don't get along, and all your role modeling for them is a lousy relationship, and in more cases than not, they're going to learn how to not want to be married because they see the distress that happened in your relationship from the time that your problems began. And if it happened when they were very young, the stress between you and your partner, that's something that may bring fear to them in terms of making a committed relationship later on in life. I've heard many, many, many stories like this. So I'm not making this up. It's true. And they say this is exactly why it happens. So you're not really keeping your kids safe or in a better situation by being in a toxic relationship with your spouse. They feel the undercurrent of unhappiness. They may not see you fighting if you're the type that doesn't fight a lot, but they do feel it. And I've had kids who I've worked with who have told me that they could feel the dissension between their parents. They didn't use that fancy word, but that's what they were talking about. And it really pained them a lot. It made life really hard. And for those kids who have to deal with parents who are fighting endlessly because they don't get along anymore, please do something. Get out of that toxic relationship with one another. And I'm not blaming either one because it takes two to make a relationship work. I know. I am a divorcee. It's not the way I wanted my life to go. But in the long term, when we both got into different things and I started growing, learning about the neurolinguistic programming in particular, there was just certain things that I wasn't willing to put up with anymore. And because of that, my ex was not so happy, which made me not happy. And the smartest thing was for him to leave. And let me tell you something, since he left, I thanked him a couple of weeks ago for leaving because I'm a lot healthier for it. I don't have that bronchial asthma anymore causing me havoc as I had from the majority of my relationship with him because he was so unhappy in our relationship and he was stressing me out with his anger and frustration. But we did grow apart and it was important for us to separate. And it's not been easy financially, but I'd rather have my health any day because without your health, you have nothing. And that's the other point I want to make here. If you stay in a toxic relationship or in a toxic environment to you and you're just unhappy and miserable, like for me, I was in Boston for 35 years. I thought I'd be there for 5 years, 4 years of school and a year later. And then leave. But I was there for 35 years and I didn't like it. Because as I got older, I didn't like the cold and damp in the winter. I didn't like the hot humidity in the summer and I just wanted a more temperate climate, period. And so I finally moved out here, and it's worked out a lot better for me. So the only one who can make this decision is you, and it's based on the decisions that you make. Now, I'm not telling you to uproot and turn everything upside down if things are going okay. I'm only speaking to those who feel that their life is getting unmanageable and that they don't feel like they're in control of their lives anymore. Because once you get to that point, you start asking yourself, what is this life all about anyway? And then it goes down from there. So this is a pretty serious situation that I'm bringing up. And your environment is one of the largest factors in all the different ways that I pointed out during this podcast. Look inside yourself and see. Be honest with yourselves. Because only through honesty can we get what it is that we really truly need and want in this world. If you're not going to do it for you, who's going to do it for you? I mean, really. It's better that you be in control of your own life as best you can. I am working on getting some training together for healthcare providers in particular in order to help them to bring wellness and happiness and fulfillment to themselves and learn these same tools and techniques so that they can bring that to their clients and patients as well. Please sign up for the web blog so that you can gain access to that information as it comes out at the website, dawningvisions.com. All you're going to do is sign up for the web blog, and I will be putting the information in there. And that's at dawningvis, as in Sam, I-O-N-S, as in Sam, .com. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.